Keith, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Thunder Sky's current show is intriguing in any number of ways, and we'll talk a good deal about it. But first, there's Thunder Sky Gallery itself, which is pretty intriguing, too. For those listeners who don't know what goes on there and how it came about, will you give us a quick rundown?
Sure. It's an outsider art gallery, and it's in Northside. And basically, it was founded on because of Raymond Thunder Sky, who was kind of like a folk hero and an artist who kind of haunted the streets of Cincinnati when he was alive drawing construction and demolition sites. And he left behind about 2,300 drawings. So we've archived them on our website, raymondthundersky.org. And we also do bi-monthly shows in his name with artists that kind of do the same kind of work he does.
Yeah, I remember him, actually. Mm-hmm. I saw him around.
Yeah, lots of people do.
You looked at him and you knew there was something different there.
Right, and I think a lot of people didn't understand what his project was because he was kind of like, I don't know, mysterious because he would dress like a clown and a construction worker combined. But we found when we met him toward the end of his life, Bill Ross and I, that he was really, really diligent about art, and he was making a full body of work that nobody really knew about. So he also kind of helped us establish Visionaries and Voices, which is an outsider art studio for people with disabilities.
And I believe you're celebrating the gallery's fifth anniversary this year.
Yes, we opened in 2009, and it is the fifth anniversary.
But now the current show, which has one of the longest titles that I've run into recently, is called The Meanest of Them Sparkled. Visual artists respond to Flannery O'Connor's fictional universe. What's going on here, and how did the exhibition come to be?
Actually, I'm a big fan of hers, and I come across many visual artists that are a fan of hers because her stories are very visual. But the reason we're doing it this year is because it's the 50th anniversary of her passing. She passed away August 3rd, 50 years ago. So we wanted to do a show about her work, inviting artists that we like to kind of contribute pieces because of that, and also because we kind of, through the course of the gallery, try to figure out how to shift the definition of what outsider art can mean. And with Flannery O'Connor, she's kind of an outsider writer in many ways because her biography speaks to it. She was a Catholic in the Bible Belt, and basically because of her illness, lupus, she lived with her mother on a farm in Georgia and raised peacocks, and she kind of had an outsider status, although her work is very, very, like, canonized now. And so that mix of really, really strong work and someone who was kind of outside the regular world, we think it really benefits Raymond's status and legacy.
The thing that I didn't know until this show is that aside from her wonderfully individual writing, O'Connor was also a painter and a cartoonist. Is any of her work in the show or reproduced for the show?
Yeah, we're going to have a section. There's a book of her work that we have that we're going to have there, and then also we'll probably reproduce the cartoons and the painting. She basically used the visual art. She talks about it in Book of Essays, A Mystery and Manners, as a way to learn how to look and see things. And she says a lot of writers are visual artists because it gives you the chance just to stare at something, to understand it. And I think that's the way she used the visual work, is to kind of make her writing stronger.
Well, as you say, her writing itself is very visual, and the reader really sees what's going on. Had any of your artists known her work before this?
We didn't really base the fact that we went to them to see if they knew Flannery's work. We went to them because we thought their work would contribute to what we think the show would look like. But, yes, yeah, several were already fans, but most of them, I think, probably about 60-70% of the artists we asked hadn't heard of her before, so it gave them an opportunity to read her work and to kind of figure it out.
This is a little unusual as an approach to a show. Did the artists get it right away, or did it take some time and thought?
It took some time and thought, I think, because reading her work and then kind of thinking about it, I think that her stories haunt your psyche because they're very sometimes very violent, almost like visionary in the way that she structures things. So, and also kind of religious because she was a devout Catholic. And her stories, even though they're real sardonic and violent and hilarious, they're also kind of really founded in belief in God. So that mix of kind of strange elements kind of makes the art strange and beautiful in a lot of ways.
Her works are certainly inviting, and she was much more a short story writer than a novelist. So she can be read in that brief snatches, which seems to be the 21st century way of doing things.
Yeah, and especially her kind of penultimate story, A Good Man is Hard to Find, where the title of the show comes from. That really is a story that lends itself to visual art, because it's just full of set pieces of beautiful scenery and eerie dreamlike sequences that make some good visual art.
Well, have some of these artists become really regular O'Connor readers?
Yeah, they've come over to the side, to Flannery's side after. And it really is a good way for anybody to kind of think about reading and connecting it to visual art, because you almost invest more into it if you're looking at it from as an artist trying to find ways to be inspired to make work. So I think, yeah, they really are big fans now.
Can you tell us about any of the individual works in the show?
Well, I can tell you about the artists. Joey Versosa has contributed a piece, and he just had a show at the Contemporary Arts Center. Saad Ghossan has contributed a piece, Chris Reeves. So they're all over the map with media and style. So it's a beautiful show.
And isn't there a special thing at the close of the show?
Yeah, on August the 3rd, that's the anniversary, the exact anniversary of Flannery O'Connor's passing. We're going to have a reading of her work from some of the artists who contributed work, or be reading passages from her short stories.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what will be coming up for Thunder Sky in the fall?
In the fall, we have a really great exhibit. We've been around for 5 years, and we have Raymond's work that you can come and see. But the fifth anniversary show is a show that's going to be by Bob McFate, who's one of the artists we love a lot. And he's working with artists from Visionaries and Voices to do tribute pieces to Raymond. So there'll be a beautiful show of Raymond's work with some of the work that's in tribute to him.
Well, I think the Flannery O'Connor show is a really admirable project. Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it, Keith.
I totally appreciate it. Thank you.
We've been talking to Keith Banner, one of the directors of Thunder Sky Gallery in Northside. For more information, cwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.